Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 414. 414. I'm not Spanish, but I just learned that. Okay, so we have some singing. We've got some testimonials that we may be able to get to this evening. And we have strong Bible message from the Word of God. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint this service, to bless it, and Father, to be the program. Father, there is nothing but time, space, and eternity. And space, everything, there is you are in all space. There's no empty space in the entire universe. You fill all space. You fill all time, and you fill eternity. You're everywhere. You're throughout the entire universe. And I ask you, Lord, to undertake this evening, because I want you, Father. It is the desire of my heart that you take over everything in this program, that it may be the blessing of eternal life to those that are not saved, and to those that are saved, and to those that are in between. There's no real in between. You fill all space, and that's how I knew that is when you first spoke to me and filled the entire space of that office that I was in, that you were in everything. There's no empty space in the entire universe. You're it. Lord, that souls be saved and the church strengthened, I ask it in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, here are the... The name of this group is the Tony Alamo Christian Quintet. We did this session all in one night, the entire album. And this song is Touch the Hem of His Garment. That's what you need to do.
I know that I
Well, we see that there is no empty space. You know, I don't know of, I know there's a lot, many people that have had supernatural experiences, but I don't know anyone. If they are any, I'd love for them to tell their testimony on my program. But I don't know anybody that has had as many supernatural experiences as myself. I'm not boasting because I consider myself least of anyone, because the Bible says, blessed are those that have that believe that have not seen. And I've seen heaven and hell. I've seen what people look like there. I saw myself and my late wife Susie in heaven. And I've seen so many different visions, dreams, signs, and wonders from the Lord. And I it's just very hard to explain when the power of God comes down upon you, that the revelation that you receive from Him regarding that there's no empty space. He's everywhere. And He is everything. There isn't anything in this world that wasn't made by Him. He made all the atoms and neutrons and all the everything. Nuclear power is made from the very elements that He has made, and God made everything so beautiful and good, and yet man uses it in a way in space that God never intended them to use it for. So in the space that there is, there's good and there's evil. We can tell that the law of God is in action when we look into the universe and see everything in the exact order of the law of God. And we see that there's a law here in the world. We see that if we sow, when a farmer sows seed into the earth, and it's watered, and there's sunshine on it, that it grows. It's a very simple process that we get very used to. But we're going to be reading a little bit later from the first, we're going to continue on in the first chapter of Romans, and we're going to see what God has to say in there to continue on from yesterday's message. But we have some testimonies. Where's the first one from?
From Ashanti, Ghana, Africa.
Okay, let's hear what they have to say.
Dear sir, I am a boy of 18 years of age and attend Wesley High School. I am writing this letter to shout my testimony after I read one of your pieces of literature entitled Mass Suicide. Oh, may the Almighty God bless you through our Master Savior Jesus Christ. May His grace and peace continue to be upon you, as to help or change the outcast, such like me, always. A boy who attends Victory International School gave me this literature to read. Then after I read it, Pastor, I can say that all my bad behaviors have ceased, because I do not do them again. I said no to them the moment I finished reading it. Why have I said no to them? I read from the literature that, quote, they will realize that the Bible is literal because the exact order that the plagues will come in is the exact order the Bible foretold they would come in, to destroy the earth and kill all of the belligerent, unrepentant sinners, unquote. The note has totally changed my life. I do not want to be destroyed and killed. Without obligations, I would like to request for more literature so that I can remain in Christ, and when thy kingdom come, I will not perish, but enjoy the eternal life in Christ Jesus. I hope you will help me. Amen. Yours faithfully, N. Stephen, from Bekwai, Ashanti, Ghana, Africa.
Okay, and you have another one?
Yes.
Where is it from?
From Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
Dear Mr. Tony Ulamo, my name is Mr. Chester, and I am an inmate here at the Department of Corrections Facility Jail that's located in Chicago, Illinois. It is truly a pleasure and a privilege to share my warm felt sincerity toward the dedicated work that you have done with the book that's called The Messiah According to Bible Prophecy. I want to say, sir, that it is everything that you had said that it would be, because I have taken out time to study and learn the scriptures, and I have found from comparing the Old Testament scriptures with the New Testament scriptures that they are exactly the same, and they both do go hand in hand about Jesus being who he is supposed to be to all of us here on earth. It is truly my deep spiritual opinion that out of all the religious and spiritual material that I have read over the many years of my life, and I have never come across a divine revelation of God's true word as you, sir, Tony, have studied and placed in the right exact order as it should be. And it is absolute proof to be found that God had given to you, sir, his holy provision and insight into his word concerning his one and only Son, whom he gave to the world, that once we come unto the truth of who his Son Jesus is to us and why, there leaves no doubt in the minds of believers that Jesus is Lord and King, our all. If people would take out some time in their lives and search the scriptures like you and I have, sir, there wouldn't even be a doubt in their minds that Jesus is the Messiah and that all the prophets of old and new had to say about him is undoubtedly true. I'm just overwhelmed and very thrilled to have come across this booklet, and I will infinitely cherish and hold on to it for some time to come. Sir, I can just only imagine what your full-time ministry is all about, because if it's anywhere half the way your spiritual material from how you wrote it out in and through this book, wow, just the thought of thinking that way makes me want to come down there in Texas and check you Christians out. Brother, I feel great just sitting here writing this letter to you. Thank you, Jesus, and glory, hallelujah, in the highest to his name, to the pulling down of strongholds of the evil one. And I personally want you to know that we Christians that are up here in Chicago, Illinois, will definitely, unconditionally keep you and all your ministries in our continued prayers, that God will continue to use your ministry to keep the message and truth of his great Son Jesus to all the world and the one to come. Now, Mr. Tony Ulamo, if there is by chance that you have some extra material in concern about spiritual prayer and other spiritual matters that I can use and share with my brothers and sisters here in the Cook County Jail facility, it would be greatly appreciated and gratefully grateful on my part. I will end this letter by saying that God is God all the time, and all the time God is good. For greater is he who lives in me than he who lives in this world, for in Jesus we trust. Thank you, Tony Ulamo. Signed, Mr. C. Davis.
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, well, I'm really happy that people appreciate the things that the Lord has given me to write and to take part in. And I really appreciate the fact that I have the law of God written in my heart. And it sounds like this gentleman has the law written in his heart as well, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now, let's get into the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 19. We're going to continue on. Okay, Michelle, go ahead and read.
Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them.
Okay, now, this is a promise, part of the covenant, the New Testament. So, read that again. Let me see. This is verse 19. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them. God knows everything, and he knows what you know and you don't know. And he boldly, this is a promise, that we the things, because what may be known of God is manifest in the people that are created by God, in them, for God has shown it to them. These are the people that God has shown himself to. The Bible states that, you know, we can observe the work of God by looking into the universe, to be looking into the earth itself and the creation that God created in this world. He planted everything in the Garden of Eden. He planted everything in the earth, put seed in it. And he also planted man in the Garden of Eden, and he filled him with his spirit. And then he created a woman out of his rib. This is the word of God. This is a promise that God says, and he cannot break his promise. He also put the stars in the sky, and Job mentions Pleiades. These are four blue stars in a square up in the heavens. You can look at them. I used to go up to the Hollywood Observatory in Griffith Park, and one time I looked at the stars through that. I went into the room where they show it, all these different things that God has created. But to those that are born again of the Spirit, and who have fallen away, God, what may be known of God, is manifest in those that have been born again of the Spirit. The people that he has created, and then they were born, and then they became born again. For God has shown these things to them. Some people have studied the Word of God, and they've also sat under the Word of God for many years, many days, many messages. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So God fills all the space. People say, we're going into space. You're in space right now. Amen?
Amen.
God fills everything. He is every molecule, every atom. And I've said that before because it's so difficult to explain, for me to explain anyway, when the Lord came down upon me and said, now thou knowest, and he opened up his wisdom and filled the space in that office, to me anyway, to where I knew his power, and that he was God, his eternal power and his Godhead, so that I am without excuse. And everyone else that the Lord has set under messages and have tasted the Word of God and tasted the Holy Spirit and have felt the Spirit while the Word of God is being read and studied, you're without excuse. And that's why the Apostle Peter, and all throughout the Bible, it says, the Apostle Paul said, it's impossible for them to be restored after they leave their part in space, where God has filled up the empty space in them, which is not really empty. It's there, and he is... he's there. He's everywhere. He's every molecule in him. But there's the space, the spiritual space that's open there. And he wants to come into you. But people, and when people have let him, because although they knew God, these are people that have known him. And we can only know him really through his Son, Christ Jesus. They did not glorify him as God. They didn't pay any attention to his word. Many of them have left the Lord. Forget leaving the church. People call a building church, but that really isn't the church. The church is a body, a corporate body of human beings. that have God's Spirit in them. So if they've left the Lord, they did not glorify Him as God. They went out and God said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery. If you do, you're going to hell in the lake of fire." And so we, in the space that the Lord has given us, and the amount of space, amount of time that He's given us to live, we can choose, and we must choose, to do good or to do evil. And so after they've known God, they decided to do evil, to live in space the evil life. So they did not glorify God as God, nor were they thankful for Him revealing, giving them the revelation that He filled them, the space that they had, with Himself. He showed Himself to them. They weren't thankful, and they became futile in their thoughts. And their foolish hearts were darkened. Now the Lord is the light of the world, and He put that light in them, and He gave them the part in space, for they were born again of the Spirit. And there's so many people that try to be holier than thou. They try to be more merciful than God is. But God's mercy lies in that He came into this world and He told us the truth. He came in this world as a human in Jesus. He became flesh and dwelt among us. And He preached the word and told us that God is not arbitrary. He hears all the different things that He likes and hears all the things that He doesn't like. So what they do when they've been introduced to the Lord, He lives in them, they became foolish, futile in their thoughts. They just didn't keep their thoughts on the Lord. They didn't keep seeking Him. And He said, "If you seek Me, you'll find Me. I'll be revealed unto you." And their foolish hearts, He calls them foolish because they stopped believing that there is God. A fool has said in his heart, "There's no God." And so their foolish hearts were darkened. Their unbelieving hearts were darkened. They were professing to be wise. They actually argue with the people that God has sent in this world that are the rulers. And the Bible states that the ministers are the rulers. And this is a promise from God in the New Testament that His rulers are the ministers of the gospel and not the different people in this world, former attorneys that man has glorified. But God glorifies His people. God glorified the first human that had God in him, and that was Jesus. He glorified Him by resurrecting Him from the dead. That's a promise. It's the New Testament promise. It's the new covenant. That means the new contract, the new deal God makes with us. So professing to themselves to be wise, they became fools. They didn't believe in God anymore, even though He fills all space. And they've had supernatural experiences, signs and wonders, and visions and dreams and all these things. And they've heard about the signs, wonders, visions, and dreams from people that have had them. A lot of people have had these signs, wonders, visions, and dreams, but they never filled the space with the Word of God. You know, they became foolish, and they became fools. And they began changing things that God had made and the order of things, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. Man without God in them are corruptible. They made themselves into an image like corruptible man. and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. So there's a result of Gentile guilt. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness, vile affections in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Well, how do people dishonor their bodies today that are filling the space? You can see the entire space that God wanted them to fill with Him, His Word. God wanted to live His life out in them in this time and space that we live in. He wanted to fill up this time and this space with Himself, living in human flesh. We are to be the continuation of God's, Christ's incarnation in this world. So they dishonored their bodies among themselves. Now God made us in the image and likeness of Himself, and so they like to dishonor His body. And there's murders. They like to put bullet holes into the image and likeness of God, like man. And they like to stick knives in them. I hate you, God. I'm going to just take it out on your image and likeness, mankind. So God also gave them up to uncleanness, vile affections in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Why, we'll have sex with men with men, women with women. Verse 25, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator. I mean, which part of the creation are you going to worship? Pleiades, the sun, or the moon? And there are many people that do, instead of the one that made them. So they become fools. I remember when I was in court and I was in the Fayetteville, Arkansas jail waiting for the decision of one of the many court cases that I've been taken to. The one thing that the space that Satan lives in this world is the contrary one, and he likes to dishonor not only the people that he is in, but he wants to, if he possibly can, to disgrace or bring ridicule or to put in prison or to shut the mouths of the people that God is filling this earth with the space of goodness. So there's good and evil in the world, and the Lord doesn't make us be like robots, and so He gives us an opportunity to choose. So these people have chosen to exchange the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature, dogs, cats, horses, other animals, four-footed beasts, rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26. For this reason God gave them up to vile passions. Now what would you think vile passions are in this space of time that you're living in? We have a certain dispensation, a certain amount of days, months, weeks, months, years that we're going to live. And what are you going to do in this dispensation of time and space that you're living in? Remember, everything is, God fills all space. There's nothing in this world that is not filled. All space is filled. And God has shown this to these reprobates, the people that have chosen to turn the truth of God, which says be fruitful and multiply. You can't do that if you're married a man with a man or a woman with a woman. You can't do what the Lord says to do. So they've changed it. And for this reason, God gave them up to vile affections, vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Now, God made nature. Mother didn't make nature. Amen?
Amen.
There's no such thing as mother nature, you fools. And the fools are damned. My late wife, Susan, wrote a book called You Damned Fools. It hasn't been published, but she wrote it anyway. Now, that was verse 26. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, homosexuality, lesbianism, vile, and you're living your life out, adultery, fornication, leaving your husband, incest, having sex with your sister's husband. That's incest, or having sex with your brother, your sister, your mother, your dad. People do that. Vile, God says. Now remember, this is a promise. This is the new covenant. Amen?
Amen.
It's a promise. He turns those people, he makes them into fools. They did it themselves. It was their choice. They themselves have sent themselves to hell, and there's no more repentance for them. None whatsoever. Okay. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. What's the woman for? To have babies. Amen?
Amen.
But they left that because they believe the Antichrist, that we have to curb Earth population. But these people, that isn't the reason they do it, because they've got what the Bible says, the Word of God, which is the promise, says they have vile affections. I can't understand how a man could want to have any relationships with another man or a beast. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, their lust, their choice, which was due to them. They deserve it. It's due to them because they leave God. Amen?
Amen.
And here they can see plainly that the Word of God is true because they accept it, and now they're out fornicating. They're sick. They're coming against those that are preaching the Word of God and teaching it because they hate it, because they lust so much, that their lust, their passion for one another, makes it to where they hate God's word because it says that they're going to hell in the lake of fire. And there's no repentance for these miserable fools. I didn't call them fools, the Lord did, but I do call them fools because the Lord does. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so, and this is verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain, they didn't like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased, reprobate mind to do these things. The Lord allows them to do it. He even turns them over to these lusts, which he doesn't put lust in their heart. They already had it. So he just blots out any knowledge of God, any ability for them to think God even. He turns them over to a reprobate or debased mind to do these things which are not fitting according to God's word to do. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness. I mean just everything. And you can tell these peoples here, this is a promise, that they are filled. God promises that they are. And so don't try to say that they're not, because then you, God will turn you over to a reprobate mind too if you deny the truth, which is God, truth, Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is a promise. Amen?
Amen.
So, being filled with all unrighteousness, for instance, the Bible states a few of these things. These homosexuals and lesbians and the people that don't pay any attention to God, they're filled with sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness. They want what you have. They hate you. Malicious. They tell dirty lies about you. Full of envy. If they see God blessing you, they envy you. And the Bible says, who can stand before envy? Those that are filled with the Spirit of God can, because we're not going to let your envy and the things that you do, because you envy those of us that fill the space that the Lord and the actual dispensation of time that the Lord has given us, we're not going to pay any attention to you. You murder. They're full of envy, murder. They like to make laws for it's all right to commit abortion, and you see them murdering one another out in the world. Strife, deceit, lies, all evil-mindedness. They are whisperers. Did you ever see, I used to work in the garment industry, and I used to see them, psst, 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 psst. You know, did you hear this about this person? They're all that way, every single one of them. And you know it if you know them. They're backbiters, verse 30, haters of God. God is the word. Violent. I mean, they blow up buildings, and they blame it on others. Just saw Bush on television today. He was saying, we've got to just, if we want to win this war, we have to stay over. Well, who started the war anyway, mm-hmm. Bush? Huh? Are you trying to blame it on your generals? You're the one that gave the order. Amen?
Amen.
I don't care if you want to call the people in this church my lieutenants or generals or whatever. They would never be able to persuade me to bomb hundreds of thousands of people and kill them. If you're a Christian, you couldn't have been, you may think you can get off the hook because there's a lot of fools in this world, as God said. But you're not going to fool God. Okay, fool? You don't fool me, and you know it. And so your men are doing everything in their power to attempt to stop me. But I pray, Father God, that you will stop them. Do to them, do unto them what they would like to do unto me and to my church and the people in my church, the people that are carrying your word. So these people are backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. You say, and I, the people beating up their mothers and dads, these people are vile, absolutely vile. Okay, now then, we go to verse 31. They're undiscerning. They don't have any discernment whatsoever. And they're not to be trusted. They're untrustworthy. This is verse 31. Unloving. They say, oh, I love you, brother, and all this sort of thing, in their wishy-washy manner, and their violence as well. One minute you see them, they're violent, and the next minute, oh, we just love you, brother. You see them. Unloving, the Bible says. Unforgiving. unmerciful, who know the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death.
Well, you mean to say homosexuals are worthy of death? It's a promise from God. It's the New Testament, the new promise. Amen?
Amen.
They're worthy of death. I didn't make this up, folks. This is in the Bible. Isn't that why you homosexuals and this all is coming from Satan, of course. And Satan is in the all these denominational religions, headed by Rome, the Bible says. That's a promise, amen?
Amen.
And God says he's going to destroy that cult. They're just making statements now that all those of us that preach the gospel, that they don't want you to say anything bad about the things that God says are bad. We're just doing what the Lord says. And he says, if we were fearful and unbelieving, we'd go to hell with the homosexuals and the satanic people and the lesbians, the adulteresses and the adulterers and the incestuous and the unbelieving. All these people that do these things, they're just filled full of lust, and they just figure, it's so easy to lust. It's so easy to commit fornication. It's so easy to commit adultery. My, my, my. Yes, but this is a promise from the Lord. That all of those who know the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things as homosexuality, lesbianism, fornication, adultery, lying, stealing, coveting, lying about people, especially Christians, not to lie about anybody. That's how people know that Christ is in us, because we won't lie about you no matter how much you lie about us.
Amen.
Okay, we won't lie about you. Who knowing the righteous, the right judgment of God, and he promises that it's right. Absolutely right. That's the covenant, the new covenant. Who know the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice such things. Practice them. Well, you always notice when somebody falls away from God, they immediately gravitate to the other ones that have fallen away from the Lord.
Amen.
So that's what it means. They not only do these things, these evil things, but also approve of everyone, of those who practice the same things as they do. In other words, the homosexual honors the homosexual. They approve of them. The lesbian approves of that. The vile females and males that are involved in pornography, they approve of all other pornographers. They hang out together. The ones that approve of murdering, these supposed to be doctors, they approve of murder. The people that are bombing these countries, we're not supposed to be in other countries bombing them. We're supposed to be a sovereign nation, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty, supposed to have liberty and justice. But these people have no justice, the Word of God says. Amen?
Amen.
They're worthy of death. And God is going to bring death to you people if you think this is a bunch of malarkey. You fools. I know that the Lord has turned you over to a reprobate mind, if that's what you believe, that it's malarkey. And he sent strong delusions to you, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Strong delusions to make you believe that you're right. Yeah, to make you believe a lie, that your souls might be damned, because the Lord has had it with you. He's had it with this wicked and untoward generation of people. He's sick and tired of you. And the wrath, his wrath is being filled up, the cup of his wrath, and he's going to be pouring out judgment on you. He's doing it all over the world. Now, God controls. You can see the entire universe follows the law of God. The sun is so precise, and the moon, they come out. So we can tell what time it's going to come up if time went on 100 years from now. They've been able to do that for years. We know where the stars are because we can see that God's universe is a precision. The space throughout the entire universe, I mean, there's like billions of stars. They're all interacting one with each other, the sun and the moon and the stars. And all of creation, they do what God intended them to do. I've never seen a homosexual dog yet, have you?
No.
Or a homosexual bull. I've never seen a bull trying to rape another bull. Or a stallion trying to rape another stallion. The only creation of God that's total, with the exception of those of us that are born again Christians, the only creation other than we is man. Mankind. Since the Garden of Eden, since they believed Satan rather than the Lord. They're out of kilt. They're out of kilt with the Lord. There's a condemnation of the law. The law is, you say the law is over with. The Lord said, I didn't come to take away the law, to condemn it, or to take it away, or do away with the law. I came to fulfill it, to show you people that the law is still intact. This is a promise. All the things that I've told you about these people, the things that are stated here in the first chapter of Romans, are true. If you don't believe it, you're a fool. Look at yourself in the mirror and call. Now, I hear all these ministers saying, say fool. Okay, go to the mirror and say fool. I'm a fool. Okay, now it's a promise that that's what you are, if that's what you're doing. Now, if you did it ignorantly or anything ignorantly, and you repent, you can say, well, I'm crazy or something like that. You know, you've got these slick attorneys that will, you know, go into court and say, judge, this man, jury, this man is crazy. Nuttier than a fruitcake. Phil Spector, who was in the music industry back when I was in the music industry, he says, I felt demons in me. So he's trying, you know, the attorney's trying to say he's going to get off the hook for that. But, you know, at the judgment bar of God, you can't get off the hook. You can't say, God, I was crazy. God knows all about you. Amen?
Amen.
He fills everything. He knows you, everything in your mind. I knew when God came down to me in that office that he knew everything, every sin I'd ever committed. He knew before I was born. Like he told Jeremiah, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Amen?
Amen.
That's how much God knows. He's the one that predestinated us. And he knows what you're going to choose to fill time and time here and the space that you're living in with the Word of God and believing it and doing what he says. It's quite simple. It's his promise. If you're going to believe him or if you're going to believe Satan and do what Satan tells you to do. Of course, if you believe God, you're going to do what he says. And he tells you that you are to learn the word and fill yourself with the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That Christ, he likens us unto a small seed, a grain of a mustard seed. And that if you just keep pouring the word of God in you, then you're going to, the Lord himself will grow and grow and grow into you. That's a covenant. He puts himself not only near us, but into us. If you want God to save your soul, and you are ignorant of these things that I'm saying on this program, which I said is a promise from God, it says so. Amen?
Amen.
Well, should we go kill these homosexuals? Absolutely not. They're worthy of death, but that means a death, an eternal death in hell in the lake of fire. Okay?
Amen.
We're not to kill, murder anybody. Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't say kill in the original text. It says murder. Murder anybody. Now, God, it's all right. We are, you know, you see the Jewish people, they defend themselves. And God blesses them. There's a whole series on television, on Christian TV, that tells of, against all odds, Israel is existing. Amen?
Amen.
It's been existing because of miracles. There's miracles that happen every day. There's miracles that happen every day in a true born again Christian, on fire person that is of the Lord. And he blesses you. But you start doubting, and then you become a fool. Amen?
Amen.
Your foolish heart is darkened because you stop believing the Lord. So he puts himself in us. When God enters into us, he is the living God that controls the entire universe. And Christ, the Word of God, comes into us. He's now the life-giving Spirit. And he comes into us as the living law inside of us. Then we have to organize ourselves as wisely as the universe is, like a precision. It's more precise than the Swiss movement in a watch or a clock. Amen?
Amen.
And so if we do what the Lord says that he will, if we willingly are, we decide to be controlled, to make ourselves be controlled by the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. And if you'll do that, you can be spared. But it's a constant thing. It has to be as constant as the universe is, as consistent as the Word of God is. So my time is up. And so if you'd like, you see, we have to begin. There's a beginning in Christianity, and then there is the end of the line where we give up the ghost. And everyone's going to go out to meet God, whether you like it or not. And that's a promise. Amen?
Amen.
That's a promise. There's a great and terrible day coming, which is the day of the Lord, and it's going to be soon. The Lord is coming back to earth again, and so if you'd like to start being right in his eyes, then even though you think you can't be saved, the Lord says he saves the most vile sinner. That is, if you haven't known the Lord and then turned your back on him. So let's start out now. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You probably didn't know these things because, you know, a lot of people are not preaching that today. So start out in the Lord by saying this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my sins away in the precious blood, the former sins that I've committed before in your precious blood. And I confess my sins and I know that I'm lost and I want you in me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will enter my spirit into my heart. You will enter my spirit. Because you said, all that call upon the name shall be saved. Therefore I have called upon you, and I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, because you heard me, because you fill all space. You're right here with me now. Amen?
Amen.
There isn't anything that isn't filled with God. He hears you. And I thank you and praise you, Lord. You've answered me, and I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord and keep it up. And here is Sharon to tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of this program, number 414.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. If you've just received the Lord and if you've done it before, you've got your ticket into the kingdom of heaven, because the only ticket that's going to get you there is the Lord living in you. That's a promise. That's the new covenant. It's a new law. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, it is a promise. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, tune in tomorrow for another program. And here's the brothers again, the Alamo Christian Brothers Quintet, to sing, I've got my ticket.
Lord, and I've made my reservation.
Well, I do, Lord.
Yeah.